Top stories. Plan sets series of goals for Iraq leaders. President Bush's new policy establishes benchmarks for Iraqis to ease sectarian tensions and bring political and economic stability. Private firms lure CEOs with top pay. Private equity firms are beginning to offer compensation on a previously unimaginable scale to chief executives. The committee. After many years, it's Rangel's turn at the helm. Representative Charles B. Rangel, Democrat of New York, has, at 76, arrived at the top of the Ways and Means Committee. Quotation of the day. I believe the American people, if they feel we are making progress, they will have the patience. I think the frustration is that they think we are not making progress. World. The new U.S. operational commander in Iraq said it might take another 2 or 3 years to gain the upper hand in the war. New Warsaw Archbishop quits over communist collaboration. Stanislaw Welgus resigned after admitting that he had worked for the Polish communist-era secret police. Islamists out. Somalia tries to rise from chaos. Now that the Islamists are gone, many in Somalia fear a return to clan mayhem. U.S. As obesity fight hits cafeteria, many fear a note from school. Several states now send students body mass index scores home to parents, turning the reports into a new rite of childhood. Headhunters at Harvard may put a woman in charge. The search for Harvard's new president is as opaque as the selection of a pope, and has posturing worthy of a political campaign. Some Northwest residents see trees differently after storm. Some experts have begun a campaign to restore trust in trees after wind slammed into property around Puget Sound last month. Washington. Admiral William J. Fallon, an experienced naval officer and a diplomat. The selection of Admiral Fallon to be head of the Central Command reflected a wish for seasoned eyes on Afghanistan and Iraq. Bush tax cuts offer most for very rich, study finds. Families earning more than $1 million a year saw their federal tax rates drop more sharply in 2004 than any group in the country. Business. Taking control of electric bill, hour by hour. A pilot project in Chicago to encourage energy conservation allows residents to save money by shifting their use of power. Toyota enters the auto show with a swagger. Toyota is making surprisingly aggressive moves at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Satellite television in a portable box. The SatGo is a mobile satellite and television system that folds up like a piece of luggage. Technology. Console sales meet goals, makers' early reports say. Video game makers are shipping more consoles than expected, setting the stage for what may be the multi-year battle among Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Microsoft and Ford combine products. Bill Gates is unveiling a partnership with the Ford Motor Company to build Microsoft technology into several Ford models. Sports. Giants put up a fight, but end up losing in familiar fashion. The Giants took an early lead, but fell into old habits, letting the opponents nudge momentum the other way until Philadelphia's David Akers sealed it. Patriots 37, Jets 16. Turnover and loss takes Jets by surprise. The Jets' return to the playoffs was cut short, as first-year coach Eric Mangini was outfoxed by his mentor, Bill Belichick, and his players were outclassed in a loss to the New England Patriots. Louisville Petrino to leave for the NFL and the Falcons. Louisville announced Sunday night that coach Bobby Petrino was taking the head coaching job with the Atlanta Falcons. He will replace Jim Mora, who was fired.